I just want to say thank you today for this opportunity, for helping us grow in the gift which God has given us. It's a really privilege to have someone who's mentoring you. Thank you for that. God bless you. So this morning, we'll be looking in Mark chapter 10, verse 17. Chapter 10 starts by Jesus being in Judea, and then as it was, is that okay? Can you hear me properly? Yeah. As it was his custom, he would teach. He started by teaching about divorce. Afterwards, they brought children to him, but the disciple didn't like that. He rebuked them. He said, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belong the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whosoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." I love this statement from Jesus because it builds up what we're going to read today. What it means to receive the kingdom of God is to be humble. Humble as a child, to receive it with open hands, with humility. I love children because they are humble. They are full of simplicity. They don't complicate things. And this is what God is asking us, to receive His grace with simplicity, with a humble heart. Jesus already is setting out a tone and the standard of how to receive the kingdom of God here. Okay? Sorry. Oh, okay. Bear with me. As he finished teaching, Jesus and his disciples, and probably some of the people who were following him, they start heading towards Jerusalem on a journey. Suddenly, a rich young man ran to him. And there is where we're going to start today. So let's read. Mark 10, 17 to 31. And as he was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him, asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God. You know the commandment: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, all this I have kept from my youth." Verse 21, Jesus said, and Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come follow me." Disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciple, "How difficult it will be for those who have health, wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were amazed at this word, at his word. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how difficult it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." And they were exceedingly astonished and said to him, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God." Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brother or sisters or mother or father or children or land for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive a hundredfold. Now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last." Amen. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray and we give you thanks for this morning, for this opportunity. Lord, I pray that you use me as a vessel. Speak through me. Holy Spirit, guide us. We know it's not by strength or power, but by your Spirit. So Holy Spirit, help me. Amen. I think we can learn something from this story about this young man. This young man is a rich guy, well-respected, probably well-known, but he lacked something in his life. Something was missing. Something very important was missing in his life. He had money, he was rich, respected, but there was something nagging him in his heart. Something very important which was missing for him. You can have the whole world, but if Jesus is missing in your life, it's a problem. And most of us, most people in this world now, we are chasing money, you know, to have wealth, to be famous, you know, to have a good life. But within us, there is always something missing if we do not have Jesus Christ. So this is what I'll be speaking this morning, how to respond to Jesus Christ. Like I said before, like children, we have to be humble with humility. This young one in verse 17, he came running to Jesus while he was setting out to go to Jerusalem. "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" A very good question, because he had everything in his position. He had respect, he had everything, but he was lacking something very vital, which is eternal life. So he comes to Jesus and he called him good teacher. And Jesus asked him, "Why do you call me good? Only God is good." Not that Jesus was saying that he was not God, but Jesus was dealing with the heart of the young man, because he knew that within this young man, there's that sense of self-righteousness. Because if we read again, the young man responded. So Jesus said to him, "You need to follow the commandment." And he said a few commandments. And the guy said, "Yes, I've been doing this since I was little, since I was in my youth, till today." So there was that sense of self-righteousness and religion. But Jesus knew that his heart was not right. There were certain things this man had to give up to follow Christ. Jesus knew where the heart of this young man was set. It was not set on things of God. It was set on material things, his wealth. He wanted to rescue himself, not understanding that only Jesus Christ can rescue us from ourselves. He wanted to know. He wanted Jesus to tell him what to do to inherit eternal life so he can do it by himself, instead of just coming humbly and say, "Lord, here I am. I've surrendered myself to you." And to have faith, when Jesus gave him instructions, "Go and sell your possessions and follow me." One thing I want to clarify is that being rich here is not the problem. The problem is where the heart of this young man was. He should have followed Jesus, because there's only one way, and that's Jesus. And the way to eternal life is to follow him, to receive him with simplicity, with humility, and say, "Lord, here I am." That's it. When you give a child a gift, they just pick it up. They are happy with what they receive. Amen. It takes faith to follow Jesus. Sometimes it's even costly to follow him, to follow Jesus, because people lose relationships, they lose friendships. Some people even lose their life because of Jesus Christ. This is what it means to follow him. But there is hope in all of this. We all have to have faith in Jesus Christ. But I'm not here to condemn people, or it's just that we need Jesus in everything. We need him in our lives. The world needs Jesus. It's only by his grace that we are saved. Nothing else. If it wasn't for his grace, it doesn't matter if you're Bill Gates. You know? There's no hope at the end of everything. The only hope we can have is in Jesus. Jesus is the only one who can give eternal life, free of charge. You don't have to be rich to receive eternal life. It's free. He's done it all. He has paid the price for us. We have to choose Jesus Christ in all situations. I love the Lord Jesus Christ for what he has done for me personally and for you guys in this room. He is wonderful. He is gracious. Can you imagine the creator of the universe decided, "Nah, I'll leave everything. I'll come and save my people." What kind of life? What sort of life is that? The King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Alpha and the Omega, the Truth and the Light, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Lamb of God, who was and is still to come, God Almighty, he thought of me. We have to put him first. As Christians, we have to put Jesus first in everything. We believe in him. Sure, we have eternal life, but we have to put him first in our lives. In everything we do, we have to put him first. We have to surrender to him. We have to obey him. Although it will cost us, but we have to. Because without him, there is no life. Having a relationship with Jesus Christ is very important. The Bible says about eternal life in John 17, verse 1 to 3. When Jesus had spoken this word, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Amen. This is eternal life, is to have that relationship with Jesus Christ, to know him. If this young man left everything and followed Jesus Christ, he would have known him better, and he would probably have eternal life. Because only Jesus can give eternal life. To follow his leadership, his commandment. How do we build our relationship with Jesus Christ? Through his word. Now I'm not talking about the unbeliever young rich man. I'm talking about us as believers. It's to have a personal relationship with him. Spending time with Jesus Christ in prayer. Speak to him. He does speak. He will answer. He's real. Set time for him. And say, this time is just for me and him. Grow in the relationship with him. Avoid distractions. Like Dev said earlier, Facebook, you know, one place. I'm doing this because of my God. I'm doing this because of him. The one who saved me. He will transform your life. Oops. In verse 28 to 30, Peter began to say, we have left everything and followed you. Sometimes we feel like that. Lord, we have left everything. We are following you. What's in it? I love Jesus' response. Jesus said, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brother or sister or mother or father or children or land for my sake and the gospel, who will not receive a hundredfold. There is a reward for those who live their life for him. Eternal life. And then, it's so true what Jesus said. You'll have brothers and sisters. If we look in this room, we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. Not just this room. Dave was talking about churches around Orpington. We are part of God's family. Jesus' words are true and faithful. And we can rely on him 110%. The early church experienced this. They were living together as a community. like brothers and sisters. So whatever you have lost for following Jesus Christ, I'm encouraging you this morning, you have more. You have brothers, you have sisters, you have a family. You are part of God's family. You're not alone. God is with you. Don't feel like you're alone. We are all God's children. We belong to His family. Let us serve one another. Love one another. Let not money separate us, or wealth, or our status in society, but let us come together as children of the Most High God. This is what it means to follow Jesus Christ, is to surrender your old life, to surrender everything, including your money, to Him. Everything you own in this life, say, this is for you, Lord. How can I use what I have to serve you? You can use your strength if you're young. You can use your knowledge. You can use your wealth. You can use anything for Him. As long as you're doing it for Jesus Christ, that's the most important thing. He's putting treasure, your treasure, in heaven. And your heart will be set upon Him. Because when Jesus asked this young man to sell all his possession, the guy was like, nah, man. I'm super rich. I'm not gonna do that. You know? But Jesus knew his heart. Whatever we do, we have to remember that the Lord sees the intentions of the heart. We can see the outside, but God sees the inside. So whatever you are doing for God, do it with a good heart. Do it with passion. Do it with all you have, all your might. And you'll be blessed. Imagine, Jesus said, you'll have hundredfold. If this young man just stayed a little longer and listened to Peter's question and Jesus' answer, he would have fought twice. Would have been probably the most richest guy in the kingdom of God. But no. He wasn't patient. He didn't have that faith to believe in the Creator of all things, including wealth. So this morning, I just want to encourage you that everything you do for God, do it faithfully, with a good heart. Not because of other people, but look to Him and do it for Him. Jesus loves you. Amen. Thank you very much. This is what God put in my heart. It's just to say that. Love Him. Follow Him. While you're still young, give your energy to Him. If you can bless the kingdom of God, there's many practical ways of doing that. There are poor you can bless. There are a lot of things you can do. Charities, Christian charities. People are being persecuted in different places of the world. They need financial support. This church, there are times when we need financial support. But if God is pushing you that direction, do it. Because you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the kingdom of God. And there is a reward after that. For what Jesus has done for us, giving our money is not, we cannot buy salvation. We cannot buy it. We cannot buy the grace of God. So we should live for Jesus in all our ways. We should be able to listen to him, and when he asks us, gives us an instruction, we should follow. No matter how costly it can sound, we should always follow Jesus and his word. There's something I wanted also to share, which encouraged me very much, as Dave. I'll share about you, if that's okay. Dave and Kate, they were ready to leave and follow Jesus. To leave friends, family, and follow Jesus. That's the kind of, that really encouraged me. I always take that as an encouragement to follow what God wants us to do in life. If it is to leave our family behind, yes, for Jesus, anything, because he's everything. Amen? So, thank you guys. God bless you. Amen.